July 20, 1926. The word of Jesus is work, his silence is rest. The rest of Jesus in the midst of his works. As I continued to feel all abandoned in the supreme volition, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen all silent, in the act of looking at the whole creation, at all of his works. While looking at them, he was as though enraptured profoundly before the magnificence, sanctity, multiplicity and greatness of his works. And I, together with Jesus, felt a profound silence within me in contemplating his works. Many things could be comprehended, but everything would remain in the depth of my intelligence, with no words whatsoever. How beautiful it was to be together with Jesus in profound silence. Then, afterwards, my dear good, my sweet life, told me, my dearest daughter, you must know that my word is work, while my silence is rest. And my word is work not only for me, but also for you. It is my usual way that, after I have worked, I want to rest in the midst of my very works. They are my softest bed in my rest. And since you have listened to my word and have worked together with me you must take rest. Look, my daughter, how beautiful the whole creation is. It was the word of your Jesus that worked it with one fiat. But do you know what is the enchantment that enraptures me? Your little I love you on each created thing. With this little I love you of yours impressed on each of them, they all speak to me of your love, they speak to me of my newborn of my will. I hear the harmonious echo of the whole creation that speaks to me about you. Oh! How it enraptures me, how happy I am to see that my fiat in creation and the one taught to you hold hands, intertwined together, and fulfilling my will. They give me rest. But I am not content with resting alone, I want the one who gives me rest together with me, that she may take rest, and we may enjoy together the fruits of our work. Look, do all creation and all the works of my redemption not seem to you more beautiful with your I love you, with your adoration and with your will transfused in mine, carrying out its life in the midst of the celestial spheres? There's no more solitude. Now that sepulchre all silence that was there before in the celestial spheres and in all my works. But there is the little daughter of my will keeping them company, making her voice heard, loving, adoring, praying. Holding on to her rights, given to her by my will, she possesses everything, and when there is someone who possesses, there is no more solitude, nor the silence of a grave. This is why, after having spoken to you at length, I keep silent. It is the rest necessary for me and for you, so that I may be able to resume my word again, and therefore continue my work in yours. But while I rest I contemplate all my works. My love rises within me, and as it is reflected in me, I delight, and I conceive within myself more images similar to me. And my will places them outside of me as triumph of my love, and as the beloved generation of my supreme fiat. So, in my rest I generate children for my will, all similar to me, and in my word I deliver them and give them development, beauty, height. And my word keeps forming them as worthy children of the supreme fiat. Therefore, my daughter, each word of mine is a gift that I give you. And if I call you to rest it is so that you may contemplate my gift, and delighting in it and loving it. You may let more gifts arise within you, similar to those I have given you. And as you release them, they may form, together, the generation of the children of the supreme fiat. How happy we will be!